This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malevsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest. He's the founder and CEO of Sweepatic. Welcome, Stan Van de Castile. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
So Sweepatic adds cyber resilience to cloud-facing apps for corporations. How do you do it? How are you innovative? And why is this so important?
All right. So the Sweepatic platform, which runs on the internet, is automating the discovery, security analysis, and follow-up of all internet-facing IT assets of organizations. And it does this real-time. It's doing this, in fact, to make the organization less attractive for bad actors and therefore avoid millions of dollars in damages.
So most records today are stolen over the internet. We've had billions of records stolen from the Yahoo breach that was huge to so many others. You just can't keep up with it. According to privacyrights.org, there are more records stolen than there are people on the planet. It seems that the internet apps that are developed by these organizations, whether it's a big company like Bank of America or it's even an SMB, a small to medium sized enterprise, they really haven't pre-built their apps with security in the design. And most programmers don't have a college degree in computer science coding securely, right? The secure coding is a new thing. So if I have an insecure app that's out there in the cloud, I don't have to fix it. I don't have to remove vulnerabilities. You're already exploiting or exploring the risks to those assets and helping defend against that?
Yes. The Sweepatic platform, our offering, it does three things. The first thing is an automated discovery. So it will map both the known and unknown assets. And then it's going to bring that into an AI layer, which is an intelligence layer where multiple security checks and controls are running around the clock to verify whether the good practices are in place or not. We inform our users through different outputs. The main one is an interactive dashboard with two-factor authentication. Users are able to log in 24/7. But we also have a way to deliver reports and several notification mechanisms. So we are able to deliver those insights back to organizations in several ways.
Stan, you're doing this not in line, not in front of the apps as, say, a WAF, a web app firewall, not an intrusion prevention system that all the traffic has to flow through. How are you doing this?
You should actually position the Sweepatic attack surface management platform in the first phase of the kill chain, which is the reconnaissance phase. You know, outsiders, cyber criminals, when they go to reach an objective, they all have something in common, and it's the fact of doing reconnaissance. And it's exactly at that layer, or also industry analysts call it the predict layer, the predict phase, that is where the attack surface management platform of Sweepatic is positioned. Now, the strength of the platform is that it doesn't require an on-premise installation. It should not be, you know, connected to a SPAN port. It's not sitting on the network, but it is basically pointing a lens towards the victim organizations from a secure cloud on the internet. So that is our starting point. And by running advanced reconnaissance techniques, the platform is mimicking user traffic in order to find as much as possible about what we call the attack surface of or digital footprint of an organization. That is the start of everything.
Are companies finding when they deploy Sweepatic, there are a lot more cloud-facing or internet-facing assets than they thought they had?
Yes, yes. For example, when an organization is doing a penetration test or a security audit, it is typically always on something that they know. But what is even more important are the things that you are not aware of, that you don't know. And those are the ones that we call the unknowns. And that is a very important category of an attack surface management platform, Swipatic, to also educate and feedback to those risk and security stakeholders, the assets that are not on their radar, because your security can be as strong as your weakest link.
Is your system managed by your own team? Are there playbooks? Is it AI, machine learning? Is it a mix? How does it operate?
There is a very high degree of automation, both on the onboarding step, so that is bringing organizations onto the platform, as the discovery, the analysis, and the representation level. So it's a fully purpose-built product in the cloud that is not requiring any input from an organization. So we call that the zero knowledge approach. So we are not asking for IP addresses or domains or anything like that. We take a zero knowledge approach in order to render the maximum results in terms of the visibility of that attack surface.
You have to start somewhere. Do you start with the company name or their major domain or DNS records? How do you kick off the deployment? And how long does it go from zero knowledge to finding these risks that need to be, the holes that need to be plugged?
We start with the name and the first handful of primary domains. The platform even has a way to discover additional primary domains that would also be under control of the organization. So we do a discovery on the horizontal level across the internet to find out all the primary domains that are running their businesses and brands. But then underneath every primary domain, there is a lot of mushrooming happening. New applications, subdomains, certificates, systems, ports that become exposed, and all of that. So it really requires, due to this digitalization and move to the cloud that is going so quickly, it really requires a purpose-built tool that is automated by design in order to feedback those insights to the organizations.
Now, it sounds like the bigger they are, the more they need you.
The bigger they are, the more challenging for them to keep that situational awareness. What we do see is that also smaller and medium enterprises that are growing really fast, they have the same type of challenge, is to have that automated control, that outside-in control to inform them 24/7.
And you'll send them an immediate alert when your engine, when Swipatic found something of significant risk, immediately and automatically.
Yeah. So once something is discovered, it is pushed through an intelligence layer where we do reputation checks. We do active port scanning when we are under contract with the customer. We look at SSL TLS problems. We do a lot of different checks. Once a check is deemed positive, so when there is an issue, it basically gets a Swipatic prioritization score, right? There is a prioritization module that is going to help enlist the different observations, as we call them, in some sort of a tracker. This is like an activity center that helps the user in navigating to what really matters. That is a way to also exchange every observation every day in a summarized email. It can be a Slack channel. We have an API gateway and a webhook to link with ticketing systems, orchestration platforms, and security information and event management tools.
That's awesome. So you hook in other systems so that maybe if I have my favorite SIEM or SIM, I'll get the alerts at that dashboard. You do this in real time. Do you have to update your system frequently? Do you have developers writing new code? Are you finding new exploits? How do you keep up with the latest threats?
Yeah, so we have a fully dedicated team that is delivering on a 2-weekly basis sprints. So this is like the release windows that we operate with in the company. In terms of integrating and making sure that observations are really being picked up and remediated, we like to work with partners, Gary. So from Swipetic side, we do the life cycle management, and we are really focused on bringing as much innovation as possible into this purpose-built solution. And we offer a way to integrate to the existing capability of a company. So why do we do that? Because we believe that it's important that they save time and that they don't need to be trained once again in operating another cybersecurity solution, but we like to integrate with our partners towards the existing capability of our customers. And whether those are people, process, or technology, we are really eager to align to that.
Now, Stan, the red team will say they're already doing this predictive stuff and looking for the holes if they have a red team. The blue team will say they're running Qualys or some other vulnerability scanner on a regular basis. Where do you come in to play compared to those kinds of solutions, the pen test team and the vulnerability management team? Do you augment those? Do you find things they don't find? Do you help them remediate faster? Where do you fit in that picture?
Yeah, so on the competitive side of things, I would say that we augment them. If you run a penetration test or the yearly security audit type of mission, it is most of the time on something that is known, a couple of crown jewels, and it's quite focused, a really offensive mission with a report, etc. So we have a much more complete approach that is also focusing on finding out the unknowns, as I explained in a previous answer. And we are really good in identifying those. A vulnerability scanner or a classical vulnerability scanner, you really need to configure it, what it has to scan, that tool. Typically, it's also more IP-based scanning, but we all know in the industry that also a more domain-centric approach in scanning also yields to a lot of very interesting assets that need to be analyzed. So I would more say it's a complementary tool, but it's definitely one that you should, you know, consider as a first step, because it will bring you that situational awareness where everything can start off from.
You're going to find the unknowns, unknown assets, and you're going to find the unknown exploitation vectors. Those vulnerability scanners usually find the knowns and the knowns.
It's true. Most companies, it's only when we are if we offer a personalized demo, we have already a way to talk about the first insights. And typically those are insights that are new for them. What is also different is that a penetration test or a vulnerability scanner, the output is quite noisy. So those are pages and pages of data to sift through and still to do a quite heavy triage activity to start your risk management driven approach. We have worked a lot and still are on beefing up that priority concept. So this algorithm that is really helping to prioritize for our users what they need to look at first.
So you're more on the predictive, preemptive, proactive side, get things, find everything, get things in order and set your priorities on what's going to be exploited in cloud-facing IT assets before it happens?
Yes. Our customers, they are actively conducting attack surface reduction. So what I mean by that is when observations are being surfaced and they have no business justification anymore to have that web server exposed to the internet because they forgot about it or it was a marketing campaign from Christmas 2 years ago, there is no reason to have that attack part present for a cyber criminal to spend time on. The recommendation there is very simple. Remove it. That's what we call attack surface reduction. It's taking away the opportunity from bad actors by operating your attack surface, your digital footprint, in a very lean, agile, and secure way.
Stan, who are your favorite customers based on verticals? What's the typical size and how quickly can they get deployed?
Yeah, another great question. So In fact, every vertical, but most of the verticals that are consumer facing. So I'm thinking about e-commerce, retail, media companies. They are also not with the same security maturity yet as a more regulated vertical like the financial services industry. They benefit a lot from an attack surface management platform, Swipatic. In terms of onboarding, seriously, it's a matter of hours. The platform is so well developed that through that zero knowledge approach, we need the name of the prospect, we need a name and the primary domains, a handful, to feed that into what we call a scope, a customer scope. The platform will pick up that seed data and will start to do its automatic discovery, automated analysis, and then present everything back into a nicely centralized dashboard.
Can anyone afford you? Is this mainly for the Fortune 1000 and maybe even governments? Because I've noticed a lot of governments spin up way too many websites and then they forget about it with the next administration.
Yeah, so I can confirm that the governmental sector, they have a long way to go and they would benefit a lot from taking things offline that don't need to be there anymore. After all, what is no longer there can't be hacked, right? So that is what attack surface management and attack surface reduction is all about. But if we look at different sectors, and we recently wrote a blog post on a few industry insights that in an anonymized way we shared with our audiences, and we see some differences between the different sectors on the hygiene that they put in place. Some are more controlled than others. For example, if we look at the telecom sector and the pharmaceutical sector, we know that the telecom sector is operating at a much larger attack surface than a pharmaceutical company, but still we noticed certain trends in terms of the website security, like how the certificates are being renewed and the hygiene around certificates, is that the pharmaceutical industry was scoring less than the telecom industry. So there is a lot of research that we are also doing. By looking at those attack surfaces and working with those customers, we, over the last few years, we actually became experts in understanding not only what an attack surface looks like, but also how it compares against each other.
And if you can say this, you don't have to say numbers, but how are you priced? And is it we found X number of assets with X number of risk factors? How do you go to market?
Yeah, so we have five price levels, it depends indeed on the size, the number of assets that a company operates. It's a very fair price model, and we have a way to conduct a light sweep to have a very good estimate on the total number of assets that a corporation is operating on the internet. That's how we price the subscription, because it's a one or multi-year subscription that we sell in the market.
And is there anything you think that you haven't shared with our viewers and listeners that you'd like to?
I would say if you are interested to find out what your attack surface looks like, if you are interested to have a personalized conversation on how we can help you, then do reach out to us through our website, and we would be happy to have a chat with you.
So really, to get the right level of recon, you've got to have a bird's eye view, which Swipatic does. You can get one step ahead of the next threat with cyber resilience, with kind of a more preemptive, proactive approach to cybersecurity. So I would send our viewers and listeners to www.swipatic.com. And Stan, I want to thank you for a wonderful hot seat interview. I really enjoyed it.
Thanks for having me again, Gary. Have a nice day.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.